Hallelujah. Father, we thank you tonight for this solid rock. Lord, for this foundation that standeth sure. Lord, for this reality that is immutable, that is unchangeable, that cannot be thwarted. We thank you for this purpose that is fixed in your heart. We thank you for the power within you to accomplish this purpose. We thank you for the offering, the sacrifice that has brought this purpose to become a reality in the realm of humanity. We thank you, Lord, for your commitment to your people. He said, I am your God, spoke to Jacob. He said, I will lead you through this way that you will go. And I will not leave you until I have done that in which I have spoken concerning you. And Lord, we want to thank you for the word that you have spoken concerning us. Thank you because you will bring it to pass. Lord, this sacrifice will become a reality in our lives. That one day creation will see the fruit of this sacrifice. He said, for all the ends of the earth shall see the salvation of our God. And so, Lord, we bless you tonight as we, Lord God, come to examine this great salvation which you began to speak through the prophets. But in this hour, you are bearing testimony. Lord, you are confirming. You are establishing. You are beginning to manifest the reality of this thing. And Lord, we just ask tonight that you move in this assembly. That your spirit will move in this assembly. For this is the time that the Spirit of God is beginning to move again in our own generation. Lord, that this generation will see the moving of your spirit. That this flow of this river shall be a river that men can only swim in. We thank you, Lord God. Anoint our ears tonight to hear. Anoint us with the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Let the eyes of our understanding open tonight. Let all the gates of our soul open tonight. Lift up your head, O ye gates, tonight. Let the King of glory come in tonight. Let the presence of God enter tonight. In these doors that uncleanness has entered, tonight the spirit of life, tonight the glory of God will enter. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, my Father. Blessed be your name tonight. We ask for seed for the sower. We ask for bread for the eater. We ask for inspiration tonight. We ask for utterance tonight. We ask for the workings of the spirit of resurrection within our being tonight. That the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man and they shall live in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, we thank God for the privilege of being gathered here like this tonight. Hallelujah. As we said some days earlier, we have some dignitaries with us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. All around this place. Praise the name of the Lord. Great men and great women. Praise the name of the Lord. In our midst. Also listening. Amen. Also listening. You know, the voice of God is one. What he speaks in the heaven is what he speaks on the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. Wherever the voice of God is, all must listen. Hallelujah. The heavens listen, the earth listen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And so tonight, let the voice of God sound tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let the God of glory speak to his people. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Okay. God bless you, sir. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am excited. And every day I get more and more excited. Because that which God has been speaking
He is now bringing into visible manifestation. Praise the name of the Lord. It must be your desire to begin to connect with this reality. Amen. We must begin to desire. You know, the word has been coming that in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, that the mystery of God shall be finished. Now, this word finish is a Greek word teleo. It means an execution. It means a performance. You understand that? It means a conclusion, a climax, a doing. For years, men have heard about resurrection. Praise the name of the Lord. Some saw it from afar off. But in your day and in my day, praise the name of the Lord, we are going to see it. Hallelujah. Amen. Just the way you hear that yesterday somebody died. You understand what I'm saying? Tomorrow you will hear that somebody rose up in Rumokuta. Hallelujah. The men are coming out of their graves. Because the power of resurrection is beginning to come forth. Dead men from their graves are going to be coming up. Living men are going to break forth. Do you understand that, brethren? The mentality of religion must be taken away. He says that you will not be hearing that he speaks for a time to come. No, he said that in your days, O house of Israel, I will speak a word and I will do it. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, you and I must begin to live in the reality of the things that I have to look at myself, and anything that does not conform to resurrection, I say no to it. Are we together, brethren? You have been given a mandate to say no to ungodliness. Do you understand me, brethren? Then, believe me, I tell you something, brethren. The same way this power of sin, I was talking about the other, yesterday. Sin has power. And make no mistake about it. Do you understand that? I've seen men, you know, recently the director of CIA, what's his name? Petrus. Yes. That's one of the most powerful men in this world. The director of CIA is actually much more powerful than the president of America. If you understand what I mean. Do you believe that? That's correct. He does things the president doesn't know. Are you getting my point? There are things within his office that he does, the president is not aware. Now this man was compelled by certain things lost within his being that took him. Petrus is married, the lady is also married. I'm sure within his being he knew that what he was doing was wrong. But there was a force. There was a compulsion. There was something beyond his ability to resist that was working within him that got him and wiped him out. The man was forced to resign. He left his career in shame, in ignominy, in reproach. By means of a whorish woman, a man has been reduced to a piece of bread. Forever and ever, the name Petrus is going to be associated with that scandal. Today you talk about, when you talk about Nixon, you remember what now? Watergate. Nixon carried that shame to the end of his life. People never forgot about it. Praise the name of the Lord. There was a force working within him, bringing him into destruction. And brethren, that force works in our members. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. But the gospel is the story of another force, another power. And believe me, brethren, what I'm saying is that the time is now that we are going to begin to, in our mortal body, experience this power. Amen. Now, I'm not talking about miracles. Do you understand that? I'm talking about the power of the resurrection. Amen. And you must begin to believe that now is the time when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Man, and they that hear must live. And that's why I am not interested in religion. I'm not going to listen to somebody because he's carrying a Bible. Because he's quoting from the scripture. No. I have to tune my ears to hear the voice of the Son of Man. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, we have grown up into religion. So if somebody is wearing a collar and carrying a Bible and quoting scripture, we automatically, by religious instinct, we begin to give him attention. We need to get out from that. Because the man who may have the word of the Lord may not come clothed with garbs of religion. He may not come with a preacher's voice. You know what is called a preacher's voice? When he begins to talk like that, men, that must be a preacher. Brethren, our ears must be tuned out of such frequencies. Praise the name of the Lord. God can speak through anything. Do you understand what I'm saying? God spoke to a man through a donkey. Now, if you are walking on the road and a goat starts speaking to you, naturally you will run away, wouldn't you? If you are African, do you believe that? You will run, because goats are not supposed to talk. But brethren, the rules are going to be broken. Hallelujah. Tune your ears. In the most unexpected places, God will do what? Will speak to you. And brethren, God wants to speak. God is already speaking. Hallelujah. We must tune our ears to hear. Now, the burden I have in my heart tonight is something must happen to our ears. Because your life depends on this ear and this heart. Praise the name of the Lord. Your life, when I say life, that you're being able to enter into this life. That you come to a point, you begin to experience, you see, that the gospel is the power of God unto what now? Salvation. Now, what is this salvation? Born again. No, sir. We have more problems in this world today because of born again people. Now, that is not the salvation that God has in store for you. The salvation that God has in mind is a total what now? Salvation. So we say the mystery of God is total salvation. Spirit, soul, and what? And body. He must begin to walk in you. You must begin to hear the word of the Lord and begin to receive an energy that enables you to say no to ungodliness. Do you understand that? You have an ability to say no. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? The spirit that you have received abhors iniquity. The spirit that you receive hates unrighteousness. Now, when this spirit is released, and brethren, we are in the time of the release of the spirit. I read a book years ago by a man called Watchman Nee. He called this book The Release of the Spirit. And one of the fundamentals I learned there, he used the illustration of the alabaster box. I don't know anybody who has read that book. He said, the outer man must be broken. Now, if you see an anointing without the breaking of the outer man, that is Pentecostal anointing. And it is expiring. Are we together? We're talking about Samson. It's expiring. It's an anointing that God set for a temporary period. But brethren, the rules of the game are changing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The rules of the game are changing. Now I'm going to read from Isaiah 52. We'll start there. That will be the theme, as it were, of what we're going to be talking about today. Isaiah chapter 52, verse 1. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we there, brethren? He says, awake. Awake. Put on thy strength, O Zion. Zion has been weak and feeble. Praise the name of the Lord. Zion has been sleeping, unconscious to the spirit world. Amen. 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 Now, we are unconscious to the spirit world. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And brethren, God is about to wake us up. Amen. Do you believe that? That when man fell, the major catastrophe that befell him was that his spirit senses were what now? Shut down. Do you understand that? That just like the soul has five senses, The spirit also has a corresponding sense. Do you believe that? Hello? Now you can hear in the spirit, by the spirit, right? See by the spirit, right? Taste by the spirit, right? Feel by the spirit, right? Do you believe that? Smell by the spirit. Hallelujah. When man sinned, that aspect of him shut down. And automatically, because he still needed to experience the environment, man switched over to the five senses. It was not originally to be so. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? It's the spirit that your spirit interprets things for you. Your spirit defines things for you. Reality is not defined by the senses, because the senses are subject to manipulations and change. We say that the other time here. Hallelujah. You can't rely on what you see with your eyes. You know that as well as I do, don't you? I think that there was last year we talked about this man who was a scientist, and he had certain problems. He was doing physics. And at a point, because he was a Christian, he had issues with science. Science came to a point, they were stretching the boundaries of knowledge. And they say that we have come to a point of realizing that this visible world is not actually the real world. Scientifically, they have found out. Do you understand that? They realize that by science, that this world we see is actually a shadow. And believing, brethren, is a shadow. That there is another reality that is casting this shadow, but we don't know what that reality is. Now this guy had to, if I had to leave school, his professor, he was going for his PhD, his professor was shocked. He said, look, I need to resolve some issues. Praise the name of the Lord. There are issues I need to resolve. You know, but Chidoke was talking about the human cells. It doesn't make sense when men say there is no God. Scientists of all people. The design is just too much. Hallelujah. The design is just too intricate. The design is just too complex. Just too powerful. There must be something affecting their reasoning and their thinking. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, so he said, what is this reality that is casting this image? Praise the name of the Lord. This invisible reality is what we call God. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What we see, and believe me, brethren, we are about to wake up. You are about to wake up to the reality. You know, the enemy has been, you know, the Bible said that the God of this world blinds. Do you know that? That as I'm talking to you today, the enemy is shifting reality. Every day he's manipulating it. You understand? He's getting men obsessed with things that are not what now? Real. The Bible describes, it calls it the fashions of this world. Your dress is just only one aspect of the fashions of this world. As I'm going to see later. He manipulates. So now man has come down locked up by his five senses. These senses define reality. And because of that, men say whatever they cannot taste, see, touch, does not what now exist. That's how God was knocked out of the picture. Praise the name of the Lord. But this reality, you know, if you take five bottles, what's the heaviest thing? Is rum. Is the most intoxicating liquid we know, right? Maybe after it, vodka. You take one bottle of rum. My God, you will see things. The Bible says you will see strange sights. Your reality will suddenly what? Change. Hallelujah. You could be inside a gutter and assume you are on your bed. Do you understand, brethren? So you are dealing with something, a sense that can be manipulated. Don't rely on it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God is opening the other. This is when you say the Bible said the heavens were what now? Opened. The other senses are coming into play. And every day they are opening more and more and more. Now, it is not an easy transition. Sometimes you see things, you're not sure what is going on. You're not sure which sense is actually what now? Functioning. Somebody said, I was sleeping, but I was almost awake. And I saw this, I heard that. Your senses are opening up. And brethren, we are going to begin to learn to trust in the Lord with all our might. and lean not on our own understanding. We need to give up that sense. But brethren, as we do that every day, that other world becomes more and more what now? Real. One day you are going to walk right out of this realm while you are still in this realm. Praise the name of the Lord. Man, you are going to be talking. John was on the island of Patmos, was he not? He was there. And brethren, he was in the heavens interacting with beings and things that even sometimes words are not enough to define, to describe these things. Hallelujah. The living creatures. You think there's anything in heaven with four wings and this and like that? There's nothing like that. But are we together? It's just a picture to describe things that cannot be described. Do you understand that, brethren? Words are limited, and one day you will not be communing with words, right? Oh, hallelujah. Amen. You won't be speaking English language. You will know me as I do what? I know you. Amen. Words will not be necessary in the language of the Spirit. Word is a very, very low frequency means of expression. God doesn't use it. Do you understand that? When God wants to speak to you, he goes into your spirit. Brethren, he puts things there that you cannot express it. Paul said he was caught up into the third heavens and he saw and heard things that it is difficult. Sometimes he said, we want to talk about Melchizedek. He said, how can I begin to explain these things?
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. But brethren, you must begin to prepare. Brethren, this is why every word has been coming. We need to get out of this world. Oh my God, get out of television. Praise the name of the Lord. Get out of this trash. They are the things that are dulling your senses. They are the things that are making spiritual things, you know, hard and difficult. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, when you shall turn to the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Veils are going to go. Coverings are going to be taken away, brethren. And brethren, you're going to begin to see things and hear things that the natural man, the carnal man, brethren, people are going to be in fellowship with you. They're not going to see what you're seeing. They're not going to hear what you're hearing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Prepare yourself, brethren. Hallelujah. The heavens is coming down. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, God has been speaking. Why are we, distracted? Why are we, distracted with things? Find your pleasure. You know, I want to tell you that you can change your appetite. I changed my appetite. Do you understand that? Hallelujah. There are things I felt I could not do without. Now, I don't even remember them. Change is taking place. And more change will take place. Amen. There are things I have now. Tomorrow, I will not have them anymore. Because change is taking place. Any man who tells you that the gospel is not changing, he's listening to the wrong gospel. Yes. Hallelujah. The gospel of Jesus Christ is the power of God unto salvation. It is God's instrument to change man. God will not do much more than that. He will just speak to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he says here, Zion, put on your beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. For henceforth there shall no more come into thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Now, I want us to talk about the uncircumcised and the unclean tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. Because God is going to war. Amen. You know, that man that was riding upon a white horse. Hallelujah. He is coming to make war with the kingdoms within our souls. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, who can stand before him? Said he is King of kings and what now? Lord of lords. Who is able to stand before him? This war, you and I are involved in this war. This war, brethren, is an ancient battle. It's a battle that started before you came into the picture. Hallelujah. But you are involved in this battle. Because God decided that you are going to be the stage, the platform, the ground upon which the victory of God shall be demonstrated. Amen. Hallelujah. And so this is the purpose of God. There's a calling upon your life. There is a design upon your life. And woe is the man who lives through this life without discovering the very purpose for which God, this world now, created him, fashioned him for. He said you are to be trees of righteousness. Do you understand that? Planted by rivers of what now? Living water. There is a difference between a tree that is growing carelessly. Do you understand that? And a tree that is what? Planted. Amen. 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 When you are planted, my brother, you are put in a specific place for a specific purpose by a specific person. Do you understand that? That tree is a blessing. It is not when a tree is just growing. Believe me, the next road project that is coming on that road can do what? Can root out the tree. Do you understand that? That tree is just growing carelessly. But God, before you were created, He foreordained you for a particular purpose. And blessed are you the day you begin to discover the purpose of God for your life. Certainly your life will change. Praise the name of the Lord. Something will happen. Your life will begin to become meaningful. Your life will have purpose. Your life will have fruit. Your life will become that which God proposed it to be. Praise the name of the Lord. You need to make up your mind today to discover God's purpose for your life. Praise the name of the Lord. When you discover it, you discover how unique you are. Do you understand that? How special you are. You know, we judge ourselves by material things. Don't you understand that? You know, we are part of this. I just pray I'll be able to talk about the world system in this conference. You know, we believe, you know, if you have money, you know, money is a factor in this present environment. Do you understand that? Suddenly you feel more important than the next person. Do you understand? Besides you. That's trash. God says all souls are what now? Are mine. In this world, we rate men, whether if he's a professor, like my brother. Do you understand the point? He's a prof. Praise the name of the Lord. Believe me, brethren, these things, Paul said, you know that not many of us are what now? Educated. Are you getting my point? God deliberately decided to use the first set of people he called, we are fishermen. Do you understand that? It was deliberate to spike the system. That when Peter stood before the Sanhedrin, this man didn't go to school. How come they're able to talk like this? Peter said, you haven't seen anything yet. Hallelujah! Uneducated fishermen. These things mean nothing to God. And God, as I'm talking to you, is proposed to take the learnings of the foolish, the wise, and bring them to nothing. Brethren, you are to be that instrument. How come you're still playing around? How come you're still giving your soul over to things wherein there is no profit? How come you have to be pushed to make a move in the things of the Spirit? How come somebody has to drag you? Every day I keep pushing you. Because you have not seen. You have not realized. It has not entered into your heart the things that God has packaged for you. But God is revealing these things to us by the Spirit. Friends, sometimes I sit down, I hear voices in the heavens. I sit down again and I say, God, hallelujah, my life will not be wasted. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. I said, I keep telling brethren, I had to make a vow. I said, God, if I were to die tomorrow, I don't want to have any regrets. Amen. You must make that vow before God. Say, Lord, if tomorrow I have to go, he said, okay, your time is up, come. Let me not have any regrets. Like that rich man, say, please, go and tell my brother. Do you understand the point? Go and tell my sister. Better tell them when? Now. Go and tell them, talk to them now. A lot of Christians today are living without fire in their lives because they do not share the gospel. Are you getting my point, brethren? If you do not evangelize, if you do not bear testimony, your life will be feeble and flat. Try it out. Hallelujah. Begin to share the gospel with your neighbor. Share the gospel with somebody in your office. Do you understand? You will see fire coming to your life. You will see energy. There's a power in preaching the gospel. Brethren, these things must change. How come you have this kind of story? Do you actually believe the offer that God has made you? If you did believe it, you would tell somebody about it. Hallelujah. You will share it with somebody. Even if it's not, even not your enemy, at least somebody you love. Somebody said, this, we are going to possess the land that God has promised us. Hallelujah. Come with us. Hallelujah. And we will do you good because the Lord has spoken good concerning us. Do you have that testimony? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praying, God is seeking to exalt us and stir us tonight. Praise the name of the Lord. God is selecting. I want you to know, as I'm talking to you here, the word of the Lord is going forth. God is selecting those who will be participants and partakers of this final push. Amen. The word of God is separating. As I'm talking to you now, God is sifting, separating. Do you understand that? Choices are being made in the realm of the spirit. Our heart's response is positioning us in whether we are to be inside or what now? Outside. Make up your mind tonight. Hallelujah. That something must happen to you. This conference, God says it is to bring men into contact with the living God. With the spirit that will change their times and their seasons and their purpose and their destiny. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The uncircumcised and the unclean. Now, what does this mean? He says that from what now? Henceforth. I like that word, henceforth. From this time what? On. If you remember what God it was, I think it was Haggai. Praise. He said before, when you reaped, you put into your pocket, it was full of holes. And he said, I blew on it because you left my house. And you were building your sealed houses. He said, but from now, I will bless you. Something henceforth means that something is about to do what now? To change. A new era. A new dispensation is come. You must begin to hear voices. Change is coming. Hallelujah. That the kingdoms in my soul are about to be changed. That the influence, you know, the things that make men do what they do, are great. When you read history, the number of wars that were fought in human history over women. Women have influenced wars more than any other thing in history. Praise the name of the Lord. Women. Praise the name of the Lord. Men, things are, people are influenced by all kinds of things. Alexander the Great conquered the world. There was a passion. Do you understand? Just a drive within him to what now? To conquer, to dominate, to possess. And he conquered and conquered and conquered. And at the age of 33 years, he had conquered the whole known world. And he was weeping. Said, oh, there are no more worlds to conquer. He was crying. And because there were no more worlds to conquer, the man entered into eating and drinking and womanizing. And he had a heart attack. And he died. In the midst of party. At 33 years. Praise the name of the Lord. There was something within him that was pushing him and propelling him and powering him to conquer the whole world. What is pushing you? Hallelujah. What is propelling you? Did you know that Paul was under a compulsion? He was a man possessed. Paul was possessed. They give you 39 lashes. If you understand what 39 lashes is, you wouldn't want to have it two times. Do you understand that? He said, none of these things what now move me. Hallelujah. Brethren, we must be men possessed by spirit. Men look at us and know that this man is possessed. He only has one focus in life. Only has one passion in life. Brethren, until we come to that point, we're not ready to be instruments for the purpose that God has set for these last days. Praise the name of the Lord. The uncircumcised and the unclean. Let's go to 1 Samuel chapter 17. We'll move from there. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. 1 Samuel chapter 17. Let's look at a giant named Goliath. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we there? Tell me you are there. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Verse 1. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle, and were gathered together at Shochoh, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Shochoh and Azekah in Ephes Damnim. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together, and pitched by the valley of Elah. And set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on the one side. And Israel stood on a mountain on the other side. And there was a valley between them. And there went out a champion out of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath. whose height was 6 cubits and a span. And he had an helmet of brass upon his head. And he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass. And he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders. And the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam. And his weight, the spears, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. And one bearing a shield went before him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this was a Philistine named Goliath. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Goliath. His name means to roll, to wallow in the mud. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And he was a champion of the Philistines. And he came out. Israel and Philistia were arrayed in battle, one against another. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, how many people know that we're in a battle? How many people know that this battle is fought where? Inside you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the devil does not want you to understand the nature of this, what now? Battle. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, why am I saying this? Now, all of us, or many of us who pass through the church system, know very well that the battle that have been fought, what now? Externally. Is that right? Hello? If you were to go to a prophet, minister, he will tell you your problem is the man who is your neighbor. Right? The man who works in the office with you. Now, he may be partially true, or he may be entirely false. Do you understand the point? Now, the point I'm trying to get is that he will engage you to fight a visible, external, outward, what now? Battle. Now, that is a great deception. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says that we wrestle not against what? Flesh and blood. But we wrestle against what? Principalities and powers. And it calls us the rulers of the darkness of this present age. Now, he says we are wrestling against wicked spirits in where? High heavenly places. In our soul. Your soul is a high place. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, you see people, they have night vision. They spend a lot of time fighting the devil. No problem. The devil is your enemy, right? But what you do not know is that if you were to deal with something within you, the devil will have no more power and influence over you. Do you understand the point? He could come into your room, you could be lying down. Jesus said that prince of this world cometh. Do you understand that? But he findeth what now? Nothing in me. He findeth nothing in me. If he does not find anything in you that belongs to him, he does not have any legitimate legal what? Right over you. In fact, you are no longer within the sphere of what now? His influence. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that the man child was caught up to a place and the dragon could no longer what? Touch him. Is that right? Yes. He could no longer touch him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, we need to understand this. You know, when you come around and there's an emphasis on the soul, you need to understand what the Lord is saying and what he is what now he is doing. Now, believe me, the more a man progresses, if you enter the tabernacle, the first part of the tabernacle is the outer court, right? It's a place of great activity. Brethren, are we together? great noise, great activity. Oh, so much energy, so much power. The moment you step out of that realm and enter the holy place, the first thing you will notice is what? Becomes very quiet. Do you understand that? Hello? It becomes what? Very quiet. Why? The noise of the bleating of a lamb, the bulls, and the priest shouting ceases. Now, the work becomes internal. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God is expecting you to give attention to what now? Your soul. Your soul. Your soul. And brethren, every time we take time to kind of echo this and re-echo it, because it is of vital what? Importance. Man, you know, I was talking with somebody last week. And he is in a church. He has a problem with his pastor. This man is his pastor. He knows him to be a fornicator. Now, this is a young man. Are we together? And not only that, this man sleeps with the young girls right inside. He says if he was going outside, that he would even be the same better. But right inside the church. One guy said, if he denies it, call me. Praise the name of the Lord. Quote me. Hallelujah. And he has a problem because he believes this man is my pastor. Now he stays in that environment. This man ministers to him every Sunday. Now the law of transmission of spirit must automatically what? Take place. Do you understand that? The words we speak, they are spirit and they are what now? They are life. It's the same way when you keep a friend who is an unbeliever, a fornicator. Do you understand me, brethren? Are we together? The young people, your best friend cannot be an unbeliever. Men are designed to influence one. That's what fellowship is. Do you understand that? Evil communication corrupts what now? Good manner. As I'm talking to you, as I relate to you, I'm passing spirits across to you. That's how it is designed. Do you understand that? When two people marry, they give spirits to each other. Do you believe that? That's right. When two people fellowship, they give spirits to each other. When two people are friends, if your friend is a fornicator, believe me, sooner or later, you become a fornicator. Now, that's how the spirit of homosexuality is spreading among the young people. By association. By association. One is by teachers. You know, the gay people are training their people to become teachers. They know that if you have a teacher who is gay, chances are that 80% of the people that will stay under that teacher will become gay. Brethren, are we understanding that? Oh, hallelujah. Brethren, do you understand this? When we say spirit, spirit, this whole world is all about spirit. Everything is what? Spirit. Friendship is spirit. Are we getting my point? If you have a close friend who is an unbeliever, believe me, he is giving what now to you? Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Brethren, are we getting this? Wait, when this is not religion anymore. Spirit. I can't have a friend, close friend who's an unbeliever. What am I talking with him? Don't you understand, brethren? What am I what now? Discussing with him. What kind of intimacy? What are the things? We are not on the same wavelength anymore. I'm not even close friends with Christians. Don't you understand me, brethren? I'm not close friends with Christians who are not walking in this way. Because I want to talk things, they can't understand me. They don't understand my language. They don't believe that a man should commit himself to God the way I'm committing to God. They don't believe it. One of them told me that, look, I get angry. Do you understand? People should not provoke me. Do you understand the point? You're trying to tell him that God wants to destroy them. It's not possible. Do you understand? That we're human beings. So what he's seen as a human being is not what I am seeing as a human being. Oh, yeah. I'm defining my relationships. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't you understand that, brethren? You have to associate with people who are speaking the same language with you. Who will speak words that will encourage you to take the next step. To move on in God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Why are we still dragging? You know, young people, you know, even adults, they keep friends. And sometimes I'm just wondering, and these relationships keep ensnaring us. Do you understand? Tomorrow somebody is doing, you know, chieftaincy, he invites you. Are you getting my point? The next day he's doing one of these, you know, and the world is full of ceremonies. And me, I'm cutting myself out. Do you understand the point, brethren? I don't have the time anymore. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, we don't have the time. We need to spend time with God. Hallelujah. The heavens are opening. Men need to be looking into the heavens. John said, I saw heaven open. You think it's a joke? Have you seen heaven open before? Praise the name of the Lord. But the heavens are opening to men and women. Do you understand that? They are seeing and they are hearing. You must hunger. You know, it's not the time to say, Moses, go up the mountain. Do you understand that? Everyone of us, say, with unveiled faces. My face is, your face must be unveiled progressively to behold the glory of the Lord. When you are beholding God's glory, you won't have time to watch Batman 1, Batman 2. Brethren, those things don't, you know, when your spirit is being tuned, you lose appetite for certain things. They come, your spirit is disturbed. The things that come, you are disturbed. You're no longer able to stomach them. I used to stomach certain things, but when I see them now, I can't stomach them anymore. My spirit just can't stomach them. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, this has been the word of the Lord to us. Things must change within us. You cannot be taking in trash and hoping that you are going to get out life. It never works that way. Praise the name of the Lord. It never works. I want to thank God for what happened during the youth camp in August. You understand? You know, it was challenging. But for the first time, the young people opened up. The power of God came down. Praise the name of the Lord. The power of God. Young people came to me. They brought their laptops. Oh boy, you need to see what was inside. Do you understand me, brethren? You need to see what was inside. But I thank God, they came on their own. You know, before you talk, till they just did. They closed up. But God began to move. They opened up. You know, and you see, when you see a person who wants to move on, you will know. Praise the name of the Lord. God moved. And God will still move. Hallelujah. You know, I know some young people right now who are still keeping trash inside their laptops. But some of them, I just have this burden to wait. Somebody must give up something willingly. Are you getting my point? If you delete it tomorrow, he will put it back again. You can't have the phone forever. But God will touch them. And God will touch the adults too. Praise the name of the Lord. Then God is on the move. Today, every offering, every time the word of God comes, you must willingly do what? Yield, offer, surrender. You must do it. God expects you to do it. Do you know why? There is a deal going on somewhere. Praise the name of the Lord. You must be willing. Not by force. Not by compulsion. But of a whole heart giving. And once an offering is brought, the Lord says, devil, did you see this one? He said, yes, I saw it. He cannot deny it. Do you understand? That Jesus, from the very beginning, denied flesh. Said no to his self-life. Do you understand that? Entirely yielded to God and packaged himself as an offering, the offering. When he finished, he took that blood. You know, he came to a point when he had no time for quarrel. You know, we have no right to quarrel with anybody. Do you believe that? You have no right to be offended. We're going to see as we go on that you are not your own. Praise the name of the Lord. You were packaged for God's purpose. But we are living our lives as if we have a life to live. We don't have. You live the life that God gives you. Praise the name of the Lord. He saw it. Sometimes they will come with words to try to provoke him. He ignored them. He stood. He knew. But then you should know. I should know that I'm being prepared also to be presented. When he finished and shed his blood, the blood was packaged and collected. You know that? Do you believe that? Yes, she did. When Mary came to touch him, he said, hold on. This thing is untainted, unspotted, undefiled. Let me go and present. Amen. He took the blood and went and presented. Say, Father, here it is. God said, go and call the devil. Devil, come. The package is done. Oh, yeah, certify. Any spot, any flesh, any sin, any taint. Look carefully and tell me. The devil said what? No. Do you know, because of that, the devil can never challenge the blood. Anywhere the blood is presented, he verified it. He has no answer. He cannot stand before it. Brethren, your life is being packaged. Forget your neighbor who is upsetting you. Forget the man who is knocking you on the leg. He's merely a distraction. Keep a focus. Hallelujah. We expend energy on trivialities, on things that do not matter, on irrelevancies, and forget that we need to keep a focus. Now all you are doing is, God, I want to present my life an offering acceptable unto you. That at the end of the day when I present, the devil will become called to inspect again. Do you believe that? Every inspection he does and certify, it is judgment what? On him. Hallelujah. We have not preached this gospel. We will not preach it until we tell you all that transpired before you came into the picture. So that you will know that, you see, God did not bring you here to make you a millionaire. Are you getting my point? He didn't bring you here to make you comfortable or to make you happy. Do you understand the point? Sometimes you have to pass through bad situations. And God expects you to keep poor God saying what? Praise the Lord. Do you understand me? Brethren, it is not all about you. It's all about God. Hallelujah. You think God is here to make you happy? If he doesn't give you a husband, every day you're doing face like this and coming. It's not what it's all about. Money has not come and you're doing face like this. You know, it's not all about that. It is all about, the devil said, men all are like me. Every man wants self. Do you understand? Every man wants his own kingdom. Every man wants to have his own way. Every man wants to please himself. Every man, this is the way. You're this one, you're talking, obey me, obey me. Who wants to obey you? They don't want to. Praise the name of the Lord. And the Lord says, deal. Hallelujah. That's why Job now, you know when Job came, he said, look, Job is worshiping you because you gave him all these things. Do you understand the point? And brethren, do you know who brought prosperity gospel? The gospel that God wants you to be happy and prosperous and healthy. Hallelujah. Do you understand that? And happy and comfortable and okay. And that anything that is not like that, you know, is a lie. Are you getting my point, brethren? Your gospel is that whether sun or rain, do you understand? You know, when marriage, in those days they say for better, for worse. Today they say for better, for richer, for richer. And that's why divorce is tearing the whole place. You know, one of the things I learned in the U.S., thank God for Africa. Amen. The people have zero tolerance for stress. You understand? We get married today, we have small problem. The lady is saying, I'm okay, I'm tired. You understand? I've reached my limit. No more. And you think it's a joke. That's the end of a marriage. I mean, something that wouldn't bother you. You understand the point? Sometimes when I look at my marriage, you know the challenges as a young couple. You understand? As you begin to, you understand? Try to bond. Things that you pass through, now you're enjoying. I think I'm enjoying my marriage right now. Praise the name of the Lord. They don't have stress for it. But brethren, you as a Christian, your stress level, some Christians, all that God wanted them was to, you know, God takes a man, takes him into Africa, and in 6 months he's dead. The natives have killed him. Then you're wondering, what is the purpose? Hallelujah. The purpose that this man died for the gospel, he did not shift. Are you getting my point? God has made a point in the heaven. That man's life has fulfilled his word, his purpose. Don't you understand that? It's all about God, not you. Hallelujah. You think that the whole fellowship should lie down so that you'll be happy. Isn't it? That's everybody. Whenever you come in, everybody just lie down and you're happy. Then this is a wonderful fellowship. It's not about you. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't fall into that trap. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, people just think that it's when things work the way they want it, that then everything is what now? All right. Look at the life of Paul. It was very rough. Very, very, and God told him ahead of time, I have told this man how great things he must suffer for me. Why did Paul have to suffer all through that? So that he can bring forth a testimony in the heavens. Every time a man stands for God, he sends forth a signal into the heavens. something happens in the heavens. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, we need to know this. When you know this, then it's not all about you. It's all about who? God. That's the gospel. That's the gospel. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God sent out men. Hallelujah. They suffer without complaining. God hates murmuring. Do you know that? Have you ever asked yourself why that some men murmured and God sent serpents? Is that serpents? He sent serpents to kill them because they murmured in the wilderness. Why? Is God a bad God? No. But that thing say they are examples unto who? Unto us. When we begin to get the reality of the gospel, everything changes. Hallelujah. It's not double-double again. Hallelujah. No. It's all about the testimony of Jesus Christ. God, the devil hates men who keep this testimony. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's when your life begins to become, what now? An offering. That's when the principle of the cross begins to work in your life. This cross is something that the enemy has taken out. And the people that did it is this nation called the Philistines. They are the enemies of the cross. Praise the name of the Lord. So there is this man named Goliath, a giant. And here he comes out challenging Israel. Praise the name of the Lord. And here comes this young man. His name is David. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible said that Goliath looked at David and he despised him. You would have thought that the devil was smart. But Shioke was talking yesterday how that God made man a little, what now, lower than the angels. Big trap. Are you getting my point? Big trap. Why does God cover his people with a covenant of weakness? Trap. The devil said, let me move in our world now. Wipe them out. Bomb is waiting for him there. Praise the name of the Lord. Bomb is waiting for him there. God has a plan to lure spirits out. Amen. Oh, I wish you could understand this. There are spirits hiding in secret places. God is going to lure them out. And you know, there are things. He said, when we were children, we talked childish things. But now, brethren, we are about to hear the reality of the matter. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, in those days, it was difficult for us to talk about certain things about the world that then was. But there is no way you can understand the future world without understanding the past world. It is absolutely what? Impossible. You know, the Bible says that not unto angels has he put in subjection the world to come. The world that was before was under such angels. Now, when the rebellion was hatched, it started in the heavens, but it spread down to the earth. Now, we don't know who those beings were. My speculation is that they were giants. Do you understand the point? They were not man in the sense of man, because Adam was the first man. I hope you understand me. They were another race, a different being. But they so joined the rebellion that they said to God, the Almighty, if you read the book of Job, say, depart from us. Do you understand that? We don't want you. Now, this same rebellion is what you see taking place in the church today. They said, we do not want this man to what now? To rule over us. It's an utter rejection. There's something new about the Philistines. If they kill you, they must cut off your head. You ever ask yourself why? Do you understand the point? They kill you, they cut off your head. Samson's case, they shaved off the hair. The connection between the spirit and the soul. Hallelujah. You know, the spirit is supposed to marry the soul, right? Through the spirit, the soul is supposed to receive strength, energy, nourishment, light, counsel, wisdom. Do you understand? Every good thing. They cut off. Disconnect you from the source of your strength. Sometimes you read the Bible, say, the Lord is my light and my salvation. That's not poetry, oh. Do you understand that? Whom shall I what? Fear. When darkness came, that was when fear came. When light comes, perfect light, fear will do what? It will pass away. He said, the Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be what? Afraid. we are reconnecting back to our light. We are reconnecting back to our strength. We are reconnecting to our head. But this other head must go first, so that we can put on the right head, so that we can be in our right mind. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So Goliath's head must go off. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So that generation rebelled. They joined the angels. And it was utter rebellion. Now, when you read in your Bible that God cannot be mocked, those statements they didn't come out of the blues. Do you understand that? They did not come out of the blues. But they said, Almighty God, we don't want your ways. Praise the name of the Lord. They took a rebellious path. You know what God did? He drowned them. The first ice age. You know what they call it? Have you read about ice age before? Hello, science people here. Drowned them. Took water, froze them, drowned them. And that's why in Genesis chapter 1, it said there was darkness upon the face of the deep. Praise the name of that generation. Job said they are in the waters squirming. You know, James said that the devils believe and they tremble. Who are those devils? Right under the waters. Anyway, that's by the way. But brethren, what I'm trying to get at to you is that, you know, God told Israel that the land I'm going to give you, that there was a nation that occupied that land before, that for the wickedness of this land, I drove them out. So when you come in, you are going to utterly destroy. Don't spare. You think God is wicked? No. There are certain things. You know, how come those nations had a lot of giants? Have you ever asked yourself why? That the giants in the land. There are things that we will talk. Right now, they are just foundation. Praise the name of the Lord. But you must understand that if there is something that God hates more than it is rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord. Everything is tied up to the headship of Christ. And this is part of what we're going to deal with. You know, the robot said something here during the youth camp. The first night he came, he said that anything that is done, not under the head. Not head. God bless you, my brother. He said it is the blood of what now? Of bulls. That ministry will not bring perfection to the church. So God is reconnected. The reason is simple. You know, when we talk about leadership, what is leadership? You know, our concept of leadership is political. Do you understand that? I am the pastor. So you obey me because I am what now? The pastor. Don't you understand that? And you see, when you have that level of leadership, you must enforce it. You must look like the pastor. You must talk like the pastor. Do you understand the point? You must show that you are the pastor. You must also dress like the pastor. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. But leadership is Christ flowing through. Right? Right. So that when a man is responding to you, he's actually not responding to my authority, but to what now? Christ. Don't you understand that? That when you are acting on your own, you are not representing Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. And what are you doing? You are representing another what now? Authority. God is in the business of restoring the headship of what now? Of Christ. So if God has called you to any position of leadership, you must be. Paul said, follow me as what? As I follow Christ. You must be representing Christ. Very, very vital. But the understanding of leadership we have is political. That's why you have to struggle. You know, praise the name of the Lord. Now, some people think that eldership is promotion. It is a thankless job. Do you understand that? Hello, do you believe that? It's thankless job. You bear the brunt of everything that goes wrong in church. You know, eldership bashing is a very wonderful lesson, isn't it? I know what I'm talking. I've been doing this job for a long time. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You carry it. It's part of, it goes with the job. I told somebody, I said, I wish I was a Pentecostal. I would have been getting some tithes and offerings. Maybe that would comfort me. Praise the name of the Lord. Now that is on a lighter note. Amen. Amen. Eldership, leadership is all about becoming a channel through which the authority and the life of Christ will touch the people. Any other thing is a waste. Any other thing is what? Absolute waste. Political authority is what you strive for. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
That was why God decided to give the kingdom to David. You know David? A man who will not strive. You know, it's easy to talk about David. You know, when Sam was talking about javelin, I think David was a better javelin thrower than Saul. Do you believe that?
Yes.
David was a natural, he was gifted as a soldier. You don't understand. Go through and read the life of that young man. David, from a youth, when I say youth, was a valiant man. Hallelujah. Do you know what it takes to lift the sword of Goliath? You think it's a slight sword? Don't you understand? A young boy of how old was he? 17 years. Lifted the sword of Goliath, used it to kill, and he used that sword all through his life. It was not a natural strength. Don't you understand me, brethren? It was nothing natural. That sword was heavy. That sword was heavy. Look at the weight of Goliath's spear. They didn't mention the weight of his sword, but do a comparison. That sword was heavy. Praise the name of the Lord. But that man never once defended himself. He never once tried to help God to make himself what now? A king. He knew that if God was going to make him a king, God must do it what now? Himself. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, when he had the opportunity, you know those sons of Zeruiah? Those three brothers were terrible people. Do you understand? Those guys never forgave. Do you understand? You know, there was Asahel. I was one day, I was thinking about Asahel. You know, and you know, Asahel is one of those people. When Asahel is pursuing one issue, he keeps at that issue. That issue. That issue. Abner said, leave now, go. He said, this matter. He could not, until he lost his life, pursuing that issue. The sons of Zeruiah could never take an insult. Do you understand that? When Abishai, what's his name now? Shimeah, insulted David. Abishai couldn't cope with it. He said, let me just go over and just cut off his head. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and that was them. And when Abner killed Asahel, they never forgave Abner. They kept until they killed him. Praise the name of the Lord. And any man who stood in Joab's way, Joab would serve David as long as he suited him. As long as he was in power. As long as you don't touch his G.O. Do you understand? Chief of staff, you don't touch it. So everything was fine. The moment David said Amasa is going to be the head of the army, Amasa was a dead man already. Are you getting my point? Now, Joab was a mighty man. In the Pentecostal realm, Joab would have, when he goes on crusade, devils will be rolling on the ground. Do you understand the point? Power will be this thing, but inside his heart, he will never forgive you if you offend him. Do you understand that? These guys, Job, David did not know what to do with them. He didn't know what to do with them. But these were men who were part and parcel of his army. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
They didn't end up well. Hallelujah. Amasa died. Sorry, what's his name now? Asahel died on the road. Joab was the only man in the scriptures who was slain between the porch and the altar, the horns of the altar. He died, he was slain inside the sanctuary. That's a very terrible thing. Normally, under normal circumstances, once you hold those horns. Yeah, but I want to tell you that there are things that men will do. One of the things Joab, he said, he shed the blood of war in the time of peace. That thing, brethren, you know, when we are in fellowship, it's important that we understand where we are. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's important that we understand where we are. You know, God is seeking to change us. You know, over the years, when you look at some of the crises that we passed through, the way we reacted to one another, the kind of feelings, passions we were talking about each other. Do you understand the point? Brethren, everybody must be careful now. Are we together? Everybody must be very careful. Things have changed. Thresholds have been crossed. Certain things may never be forgiven you. Because when Solomon is going to judge, Believe me, Solomon is not David. Are you getting my point? There were things that David could not judge because of his weaknesses. Solomon was not a very emotional person. Do you notice that? Solomon was very calculative. When he takes decisions like this, is, you know, and so David carried all his issues. There are some he handed over to him. He said, you know, I couldn't handle this one. You deal with them. He said, I know what you will do. Brethren, I want to tell you that the hour and the era of certain things in the church, we get away with certain things, has passed. The kingdom is Solomon's kingdom. And he is coming. Do you understand me, brethren? He will address certain things. The things we did to one another, the Lord will judge them. So be careful how you deal with one another. And know you have been hearing this voice before. Hear it again. Praise the name of the Lord. Because there are certain things that God will not accommodate. He will not tolerate. Because a new era, a new dispensation has come. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So this man, Goliath, was a giant. And who was he? Who is this man? You know, some years ago, there was this burden we preached about the armor of Goliath. How many people remember that word? Praise the name of the Lord. Not many people do. But I will try to recap it because it is vital to what I'm going to say here today. Praise the name of the Lord. Goliath. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God will help us. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God will help Israel tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now let's summarize this. Goliath is a type of the strong man. This strong man is not outside. This strong man is where? Inside. It is my person, my personality, my natural self that is very, very strong and has been growing and has become a giant. Now, this Goliath is a Philistine. Now, these Philistines, you know them very well, they were coastal dwellers, right? They dwelt by the sea. You know what the sea represents? Hello? Carnality, worldliness, sin, right? See that the wicked are like the sea. Amen. Now, so these were the Philistines. They were a very warlike nation. Now, if you remember that when Israel was about to get into the land, when they left Egypt, there were two ways to go to Canaan, right? One way was the Zubozubo way. This was the way of the Philistines. Praise the name of the Lord. Is this quick, easy, shortcut Christianity? Praise the name of the Lord. Now, in case you don't understand, the day you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, you enter the promised land. Do you know that? Do you believe that? That's correct. The day you are baptized in the Holy Ghost, you enter the promised land. That doesn't mean you have possessed it, though. Do you understand me? That doesn't mean you have what? Possessed it. The promised land is the land of the Spirit. Right? It's the realm of the Spirit. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, there was a shortcut. And God said, I won't take you through this shortcut. Now, men are taking this shortcut, right? 7 steps to the anointing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. 7 steps to prosperity. You know, and shortcuts. 2, spiritual things. I want to tell you that an inheritance gotten hastily does not what? It never lasts. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It doesn't last. Now, God said, if I take this people through the way of the Philistines, they will see war. Now, the wars of the Philistines is church politics. Hello?
Oh, yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying? Is this war that go on, church politics, striving, quacking? Do you understand all those things? The Philistines are religious people. Praise the name of the Lord. If you understand Philistia, it is simply the Canaan man trying to take hold of spiritual things and trying to handle it in his carnality. It is a natural man. You know, these Philistines had 5 cities. Now, each of those cities had a king. But then they would select one king to be the high king. So the 5 laws of the Philistines actually speak about the 5 what? Senses. The 5 lords. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we understanding that? These men are neighbors to Israel. They want to keep a hold on Israel. If Israel wants to sharpen their implements of war, they want to do it. They must do it. They took out all the smiths and the carpenters. Praise the name of the Lord. And the implements of war and of agriculture. You know, when God created man, he gave him 2 basic commissions in the garden. Dress the garden, guard the garden. Right? Hello? These are 2 basic. Your soul. You till your soul, cultivate it. God started speaking about breaking up your what now? Fallow ground. So that it can receive seed. This other one is to do what now? To guard it, because there are uncircumcised and unclean that want to do what? Come into that garden. So the implements of agriculture, the implements of war, the Philistine says, they took it over. You know, the enemy hijacked the church. If you want to be a minister, you go to Bible school. Is that right? When they finish dealing with your mind, you are limited forever. Are you getting my point? You cannot think beyond what you have learned in Bible school. You can't enter into the heavens. That's how they keep a lead on spiritual things. Well, I have news for you. Hallelujah. God is about to break out of that. And I want to tell you, there are certain aspects of, you know, us that cannot cross certain boundaries. And brethren, one of the things God has brought us to this conference is to judge them. Hallelujah. To judge. You know, there are attitudes, our mentality. You know, the world has written a program. And we are taking it in our mind. We grew up with it. You understand the point? Why do we have contentions and personality crisis? I think I'm better than Brother Isaac. Are you getting my point? I'm taller than him. And I think if we fight, maybe I might be able to, you understand, box him. But I'm not sure. Hallelujah. As he grew up in Lagos, so maybe. Do you understand what I'm saying? You know, just like 2 women. Once 2 men meet each other, they size each other up, isn't it? Have you seen women sizing each other before? They just size them. They size your shoe. They size your handbag. They size your dress. You understand the point? And then they know where to place you. Sorry, maybe it's unbelievers. These things are written in our mentality. Do you understand that? So we see things. Paul said, do I look on things after the outward what now? Appearance. They are written here. Praise the name of the Lord. And because of that, because I think I'm better than him, it affects the way if he sings a song, I think I can sing that song what now? Better than him. So when he's singing, I can do better than this. Praise the name of the Lord. And they say that's where wars and all of these things come. And it is difficult for me to receive correction from him. Do you understand that? Who is he to think he can correct me? I come from a royal family. Are you getting my point? Yes. I have a PhD. I'm sure he didn't go to university. And we think that makes us... Brilliant. The Bible said that God does not look the way man looks. If only we see how God sees us, we will be a little humbler. Are you getting my point? That David stood, and when the Samuel was there, even Samuel... Do you understand the point? David was not reckoned the king of Israel. Was not counted. He was actually forgot. He was in the field. David said, Jesse, bring all your sons. Could you understand how insignificant David was? That he was not remembered. And 7 sons stood. And Samuel was moving, waiting for the anointing. Do you understand? Waiting for that quickening. And he wasn't feeling anything. Are you getting my point? You know, he was confused because he assumed that Jesse had 7 sons. So when he went from the first to the 7th, he was, God, did you You said I should come to the house of Jesse. You know, he was confused a little. But, you know, as an old man of God, he said, is this all your sons? Hallelujah. I want to come to that place, brethren. Hallelujah. I want to come to that place. I want to walk with God. You must have that same desire. Not to see God from far off, brethren. These lives are there as testimonies that men walked with God. That Samuel walked so much with God that nothing, God did not allow one word to fall. Do you understand what that means? That what was the level of relationship they had? That God will honor him. You know, I remember one time Maurice Cerullo went to one of these, I think it was Haiti, he went to. Praise the name of the Lord. And before that meeting, you know, Cerullo is one of those men I have respect for. Praise the name of the Lord. In the midst of all the things that are happening around, and the Lord told him, you need to be careful what you say in this place. Any word you utter, I will do it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, God does not commit himself to men carelessly. Do you understand that? He probably wouldn't tell me that because I could say one crazy thing. Are we together? God tests a man and then he commits this word to him. And brethren, we are coming to that point. Hallelujah. When he will give you free, say this word, take. Whatever you say, I will do what? I will do it. That's why you are under training as sons. That's why this mouth, every one of us must become what? Careful with it. And we got into that place and there were 600, what they call them now? So this Tom Tom Makute, voodoo people waiting for him. So he had to warn them. See, the Lord said there are 600 of you here. You understand? Then any of you who still remains here, whatever happens to him, is on his head. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, now this was the kind of relationship that men had with God. And brethren, God is preparing us for something greater. Don't you understand? Do you know what it takes to judge an angel? Brother, you don't know who an angel is. Are we together? You don't know the glory of angels. Even when Paul was saying that, he said, you guys have small problems in your fellowship. And you can't handle it. A brother goes, carries another brother, goes to court. He said, you know, he could not cope with that, considering the things set before them. I said, don't you know that the saints shall judge the angel? You read that thing. Don't read it and be drinking conflicts. It's a very, if you understand the dimension of glory of an angel. That's why, you know, some when they say that angels are fallen angels are demons, I say, you don't understand. They understand? Not in the same class at all. Not in the same class at all. He said angels, concerning that, he said that angels concerning man, they are greater in power and what now? And might. But you are to judge angels. You know what it means to judge? For you to judge somebody, you must have a basis for that judgment. You must have been tested and proved. And this angel will not have anything to lay to your charge. That's why he said that he must present you irreprovable, unrebukable, unblameable. Hallelujah. In his sight. So that no man will say, oh, comma. There's no comma anywhere. Praise the name of the Lord. There is no what? There is no comma anywhere. God is preparing us for great things. David was so little, so insignificant. But Samuel said, I will not sit down until that young man comes here. Praise the name of the Lord. David. The day Absalom, you know, chased David out, David packed and said, let us what? Let us go. He didn't fight until Absalom came to fight him. Do you understand that? He left. He said, if the Lord wants, even the ark, he left it behind. Say, keep. Absalom came looking for him and then saw what David could do. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, these Philistines are a terrible nation. Praise the name of the Lord. And Goliath was the champion. Do you understand what that means? The epitome of flesh. The epitome of self. The epitome of rebellion against God. The epitome of all that. He said that every high thing that exalts itself up above the knowledge of God. That's what Goliath represented. And that Goliath is inside me. Do you understand that? Keeping a hold on the things of the spirit. Brethren, there are things about me that are limiting the expression of Christ within me. Do you understand that? There are things about me that are limiting how much life God can give me. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? Yes, it's important. You know, and this thing is fundamental. These Philistines are not jokers. They are the ones that block the wells. You remember that with Isaac? They cut off the wells. They block the flow of life. Self blocks the flow of life. Isaac dug this way. They contended for it. Say, this is our well. Hallelujah. You can't preach here until I allow you. Praise the name of the Lord. This is our church. This is our place. This is our territory. The Philistines. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. They want the ark. They want the ark of the covenant. You know, they captured the ark. And they got more than they bargained for. Praise the name of the Lord. So the natural man wants to overshadow the spiritual. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, it brings a limitation upon the expression of life. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? There are things about us. Now listen, brethren. God is saying clearly that the uncircumcised and the unclean will not come into the sanctuary. Amen. He said that there is a limitation to how far you can go with God. Are we together? Until certain issues are what? Resolved and settled. And brethren, if this man must die, you must make a decision. I must make a decision. Amen. Amen. God will not do that one. You will do it. Do you understand me, brethren? Every one of us has a word, a choice to make. You must make a choice. You know that when Hillel stewed up rebellion against God, the Lord waited. Amen. The heathen were raging. The people were imagining the same thing in their hearts. He that sat in the heaven was what now? Was laughing. And he was waiting. And he had to wait until everybody made what? A decision. There are certain things about the coming glory that is being waited, is being delayed. You must make what? A decision. You must choose. And brother, you must make a choice. Whether it is a self-life that will dominate you, you must choose. Hallelujah. That's what makes the difference between you and me and the overcomer and the man who is overcome. What is that? What? Choice. Praise the name of the Lord. Choice. Every day you are choosing. I am choosing. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And so, brethren, Goliath came before David. And he said something to David. He said, come nearer, David. I will give your flesh to what now? To the birds of the air. What does that mean? You tell me. You know, flesh is a form of energy. Eh? Flesh does not come from the body. Flesh comes from where? The soul. The body is a vehicle through which the soul does what? Manifest. The principle of flesh dwells where? In the soul. Now, when man sinned, sin makes you naked. Are we together? It takes your covering from you. What is this covering? It's a clothing. Hallelujah. It's a clothing. Without that clothing, you are naked. Amen. Spirits have what? Access to you. Spirits entered man. Now, this unclean spirit, God warned man. That's why he said, guard this word now. Garden. Now, these spirits lost their bodies. But they still hate God. Hallelujah. And they need bodies to express their word, their hatred against God. Praise the name of the Lord. They are needing these bodies. And you see, the devil's game, this world system, you know what? The world system has only one purpose. To open your soul to the entrance of these unclean spirits. Are we together? Brethren, do you understand me? Whether you're watching TV, whether you're listening to Bob Marley and what's her name? Shakira and Rihanna and all of them, there's only one agenda. Are you hearing what I'm saying, brethren? To open you up to what now? Unclean spirits. That's why you listen to it and you begin to behave in a particular way. God has been shouting about the world. And brethren, it is time for the church to give heed. Babylon is become the dwelling of every unclean and what now? Hateful bird. Why? Because the doors have been what? Opened. And God is saying, shut the doors. You know, these doors, there are practical ways to shut the doors. In August, during the youth camp, the Lord gave me a word on the dung gate. I encourage you to listen to that message. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. That message, you should listen to it. You know, because this gate was one of the gates of old Jerusalem. It was the gate where, when they kill an animal, the entrails. Do you understand my point? Those things that God says should be destroyed and burnt and taken out. That's the gate they used to take it out. So trash was taken out through the dung gate. Praise the name of the Lord. But also trash comes into the city through what now? The dung gate. Filthiness, uncleanness comes in through the dung gate. And this gate was broken down. So it was a free for all. The uncircumcised and what now? The unclean were trooping into Jerusalem. And Jerusalem became a dwelling place for every unclean. And this spirit wants your soul. Why? In Ezekiel, they were rejoicing. They said, aha, aha. The ancient high places have become what? Us in possession. We are occupying the mountains of Zion. Brethren, and the soul is the seat of character. You express whatever spirit is dominating what now? Your soul. Your soul. See how humanity is changing. Men are looking like devils. You know, America is a very interesting place. So it's a free world. Everything goes. Some people just come, they do surgery, they put horn on their head here. I'm just wondering, I say, God, that is it. They just bore their skull and put horn, like devils. It's become, that is, they undergo surgery, they bore the skull, drill into the skull, and put horn implants here and here to look like devils. Then they tattoo, my God. Tattoo. You know, the spirits are becoming bolder. Do you understand? They are now coming out because they feel their time is here. The hour of darkness. Their time for their manifestation is here. And so brethren, the things that they used to do in hiding, that everybody is now coming out in the open. But it is the hour of our manifestation. Our righteousness, brethren, must come out. It says, arise and shine. Because your light. Do you understand what that? Your power has come back. Your energy for righteousness has come back. Do you understand that? Your power for spirituality is coming out. And so he said, you know what it means to shine? To shine means to give off divine light. To give off divine light. To begin to shine forth. Shoot out light. Beams of light. But then when I'm speaking, if I'm speaking by the Spirit, in the realm of the Spirit, light is going forth. Light is going forth. Light is going forth and darkness is responding and getting out of the way. And the Lord says, arise and shine. Because darkness is already covering the earth. And gross darkness is covering the church. But he said, the Lord is arising. But then I need to be excited. Hallelujah. Because God is on the move. Hallelujah. This is the time to worship God. This is the time to give your all. Bring that offering to God. But you will not regret it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. These spirits are using our body to declare their rebellion against God. When you see a young man dress, it's not the young man. Hallelujah. It's the spirit inside. And then you are copying a man who is using his dress to express rebellion against God in the name of fashion. Don't you understand what I'm saying, brethren? Hallelujah. You are copying. You don't know why the man is wearing this. You know, just like, you know, those baseball cap. You put it like this, right? Do you understand what that means? It means I don't give a whatever about anything. That is rebellion. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and brethren, you are to be conscious. You know, we are not to live according to fashion. We're not just to do things for doing what now? Sake. And that includes even tradition. You know, I feel hurt in my spirit when men who profess end time, you understand, still condone and accommodate certain traditional, what now, practices. You know, every time I have had cause to speak to the people of God, I don't know why the Spirit of God brings me back to this thing. Because, brethren, you see, I want to escape the dragon. There is a plague that is coming upon the earth. Do you know that? The next great epidemic, you know, it comes in seasons. Yeah, the last great one was 19 what now? The great influenza. That was the last worldwide epidemic. Now, I don't know. You know, the one that is coming now is going to be a hybrid. But you don't understand. There have been all kinds of chemical, you know, experiments and mutations and manipulations that a disease is about to break forth that there is no cure for. And I want to be on a frequency where this thing cannot touch me anymore. I want to be disconnected. You know, he said that, David said, this Philistine is uncircumcised. Do you know what circumcision is, brethren? You see, there is a connection between the flesh, do you understand, and the spirit. Eh? Now, that connection must be cut off. Now, if it is not cut off, that man cannot progress beyond a certain point in the things of God. God will not even allow you to cross certain boundaries. Ezekiel 44 said, Israel, I have a problem with you because you have allowed uncircumcised men of uncircumcised heart to enter my sanctuary. Brethren, God is calling for a circumcision. Praise the name of the Lord. There must be a cutting off. There must be a cutting off. So that the things that are issues, you know, a sister, she behaves well, no problem. When she wants to get married, suddenly, if she doesn't wear that wedding gown, the whole place is on fire. Praise the name of the Lord. And, you know, I just wonder, if somebody must try to make the thing look like a wedding gown. I said, why? Why? What is there? And brethren, when something is going pure, something is there. Are you getting my point? You know, the Bible says that you are a peculiar people. Now, if you put it in reasonable words, you are a queer people. Oh. Are you getting my point? You better accept the fact that you are what? A queer people. Queer. You know what it means to be queer? You're a freak. Something strange and unusual. Praise the name of the Lord. And you need to be comfortable with that. Praise the name of the Lord. You don't. I said it that time here. When Jesus sets you free, he sets you what? Free. Do you know what it means to be free? You are free. No obligations. If somebody say you must do this, say no, you must not. You are what? Free.
Hallelujah.
Free. Do you know what free means? Free means what? Free. He set you free from this world's obligations. Why are you living as if you are not free? Why must you feel you must please somebody? Hallelujah. To dress in a particular way. You see, when these spirits take hold, they bury things in our personality. Deep things that when the time comes, you find yourself behaving in a particular way. I've seen a supposed Christian dancing on his father's grave. You know, I watched that dance and I said, there's a spirit here. They just finished the grave, piled it up like that. He just jumped on it and began to dance. He began to dance and dance and dance. I said, there's something here. Brethren, the things that control this world are spirits. And God is saying, we must cut off, cut off, cut off. Circumcision, cut what? Off. So that you know what is controlling you. When you are doing a thing, you know what is moving you to do what you are doing. Now, when a man is not fully circumcised, there are manipulations. The Spirit of God on one side another world now, spirits on the other side. As long as that is there, you cannot bring forth the testimony of Jesus Christ. You cannot fully express to creation what is in the mind of God. And it is at these times that we must show men what is God's acceptable, you understand, will. What is God's, you know, what is going on? The will of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, these Philistines, brethren, are inside. The uncircumcised, the unclean, say that the heathen, they have entered into the world now, the sanctuary. They are influencing, controlling, manipulating. Oh, we are born again. Hallelujah. But the spirit of our ancestors is still having a say in our lifestyle. Hallelujah. It's still having a say. It's still determining. And you know, when you get to that point, bro begins to react. Do you understand the point? It begins to react. Sister begins to react. Because another thing is drumming. You understand? Doing the drums. I see Christians born again, end time, tongue talking. When they want to get married, all of a sudden, Ashebi comes up. End time people do Ashebi. You know that one too. Brethren, what I'm trying to say, brethren, is for us. Forget about outside. Do you understand that? You may not know what you can do until your own wedding day comes. All the images of the weddings you have watched on TV, suddenly what comes. I was asking the brethren in London. I said, what is the standard for beauty? Hello? What is that? I told them, for you young girls, it's Beyonce. Are you getting my point? Hello? Beyonce is the ultimate goddess right now. No, be so.
That's right.
She is. Every other female singer wants to be like Beyonce. The other one they call, what's her name now? Rihanna. She's going mad, small, small. Have you seen her before? She's going mad, small, 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 small. Very soon she will commit suicide. And the Illuminati would have taken another sacrifice. She's going on her way. I saw, you people don't mind me, please. You know, when I talk like this, you know, there was a young lady, she called Amy Winehouse. Before she died, I knew she was going to go. She was going, gone. Now, you young people, admire them. When you do your hair like Beyonce, that's when you feel you are beautiful, isn't it? Isn't it? Uh-huh. You know, everything must have an image. There must be a standard with which you measure when you feel beautiful. Who is your image? Hallelujah. Let me tell you, brethren, let's be real down to this thing. For each individual, the Lord must show you your image of beauty. Are we together? Believe me, if you don't believe that God wants to be involved in every aspect of your life, each person is unique. Do you understand that? Each person is so unique that you can go to God and be beautiful unto the Lord. We dress to please others. Is that correct? But we are not conscious that priests must dress unto who? Unto God. Brethren, I don't know if you're following what I'm saying, brethren. But we must do. We must do. You see, you cannot be professing. We cannot be professing certain things. And meanwhile, the things that influence our lives are things that, you know, we know not what. He said, you worship, you know not what. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I see our young people on Facebook now. Do you understand? Do you understand? Facebook is a very interesting place. The picture you post on Facebook is the picture you feel. You understand? This is me at my... That's the picture that comes out there. Because that's what the whole world must see. That reflects you. And believe me, brethren, like I say, God must give you your image of beauty. And when he gives you, you are content with it. Because you are beautiful unto your husband. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the only way to escape this world. That's the only way to escape this world. There's nothing the world does that does not have a reason behind it. Hallelujah. There was a time when Egyptian artifacts, earrings, Egyptian, do you understand? Bangles. You know, I am a student of Egypt. I have dozens of books on Egypt. So I can tell when they jewel. You know, they go there, pick up all that, and remake it and put it into the market. And every image has a meaning. Every image. If you go anywhere, if witches are meeting here, the whole place is full of symbols. Symbols. Do you understand that? They understand it. Each of those symbols projects something into your soul. They're just projecting things, and you begin to behave in a particular way. So Christians come. Every day they sing, "Oh Lord, have mercy on me." The next day they do what? They go back. It's a vicious cycle. God wants a cutting off. So that the word you hear will become meaningful to you. To you. So that you can make progress spiritually. Some people say the word is not working. Why? Because they are serving what now? Two masters. Even three, four. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, it is time for a circumcision. Amen. Amen. God says you must circumcise. He says that the children of Israel are uncircumcised. Jeremiah. I want to read a few scriptures. Praise the name of the Lord. What is the time, please? Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Brethren, there is something in the heart of God that the people of God must catch. Amen. I tell you something, I'm tired of religion. I have seen where God wants to bring me. Me, I'm waiting to fly. Are you together? No. I'm not rapturing anywhere. Hallelujah. You know, I read a lot. If you go to India, you know, India is one of those places where Pentecostal religion has not touched and cannot touch. The spirits there are just too strong. Do you understand me? Mike, you've been to India. You come, if you go there to make all this noise, they will just wipe you out. Praise the name of the Lord. God left it there as one of those nations. Hallelujah. Now, you see, the point is that when you go to India, you see some holy men. They do all kinds of strange things. Praise the name of the Lord. Things that defy the laws of what now? Of nature. A man can dig a hole, bury his head inside the hole. His feet is coming out. For 6 months, the man is there. You pass on the morning, you see him in the morning. Now, I can bring you photographs. Do you understand the point? 3 days, 4 days, 1 week, 1 month, 6 months, the man is still there. Then after 6 months, they dig him out. They just massage his body like that. And the man gets up. They give him food, he eats. That's India for you. Praise the name of the Lord. But you know something, brethren? I am beginning to understand the laws of the Spirit. Do you understand that? Now, there is a door, there is a window. The one who comes to the door is the master, isn't it? The shepherd. But there is also a window. You understand? Now, spirits are entering by the window and empowering men, you know, giving them illegal stuff. But I want to tell you something, brethren. The church is preparing to break through the natural. But you cannot, you must give up the world. Hallelujah. You can't love the world and love God. It doesn't work. Praise the name. As long as the heart is open to the world, this uncircumcised and this unclean will do what? They will keep trooping in. And as long as they dominate the place, your heart will never be given over unto the Lord. Amen. So Goliath had a helmet of brass, right? Right? Now, who is this man, Goliath? I say it's your my natural self. Let me not say you now. Me, self, flesh, pride. Now, if God gave us a helmet of salvation, Goliath also put a helmet on our head. Do you understand? What does it do? It is opposite to the purpose of God. So the word of God wants to change my, renew my mind. The helmet of Goliath does what? Resists it. Resist. So I am insistent on my carnality, on my natural way of what now? Of reasoning. So this is why, brethren, the word of God comes and men are what? Resistant to it. Because Goliath, the strong man, he said that nobody can go into the house of a strong man and do what? And handle him. You must first of all do what? Bind him. When you bind him, you will strip out his word now, his armor, wherein he what? He trusted. The helmet of Goliath must go, so that my mind can be what? Renewed. Goliath has a shield. It speaks about the hardness of the heart. Praise the name of the Lord. The word of God comes, and this shield does what? He resists it. Christians, 10 years, 11 years, they hear the gospel, Sunday, 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 Wednesday, Sunday, and their lives are still what? The same. There's a strong man there. God will judge the strong man. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Goliath has a spear. He says it's like a weaver's beam. You know who the weaver is? The man who weaves nets, traps, mischief. Praise the name of the Lord. That spear, Saul was using it. You know Saul's spear came from the Philistines. How many people know that? The javelin came from the Philistines. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Goliath and his armor resist the gospel. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, this gospel must be effectual in your life. There must be a stripping of the armor. Praise the name of the Lord. David went against Goliath. And Goliath said, I will give your flesh to the birds. These birds are unclean spirits. Praise the name of the Lord. Feeding off us, our appetites, the fleshly lusts, the expressions within us of the natural man, gives energy to these unclean spirits. I will give your flesh to the birds and to the beasts. David said, no. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm going to kill you. And I'm going to cut off what now? Your head. Now, these Philistines killed Saul. You remember that? They cut off Saul's head. Do you understand that? Do you know what they did? They took Saul and went to the house of Ashtaroth and hung the armor of Saul. Then they took his body to the house of Bethshan. Bethshan means house of the serpent. And they hung his head. Do you understand me, brethren? That's the Saul. If you're in our own palace, Saul is still alive, but he's a brother like me and you. Are we together? But spiritually, he's what? He's dead. He said, you have a name that you are what now? Alive, but you are dead. Because your body, the Philistine, that nature, that religious, carnal nature, has captured you and put you there. So when Saul is speaking, he is speaking out of what? The natural, carnal mind. But David killed Goliath. And he cut off what now? His head. Amen. And he carried the head of Goliath. Hallelujah. And took it to Jerusalem. Amen. 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 The rabbis. Hallelujah. Say he buried the head in a place called what? Golgotha. The word Golgotha actually is taken from Goliath of Gath. Are we together? The head of Goliath is the intelligence of man, the wisdom of the serpent. Hallelujah. Paul said, if you read 1 Corinthians 10, 2 Corinthians said that we refute arguments, theories, philosophies. Do you understand that? Ideas that seek to set themselves up above the knowledge of God. We demolish them. All these reasonings that Hillel raised up to defend himself, we demolish all of them. He took that head. You know, when the man, Jesus, was to be crucified, he went to that same spot where the head of Goliath. Hallelujah! And by the cross, he destroyed the wisdom of this age. God is committed to destroying the wisdom of this age. That includes your technology. All the reasonings. I was reading a book written by a gay Christian. I have it in my room here. It's called Stranger at the Gate. I'm wondering How this man, let me tell you the story. Mel White was a ghostwriter for Pat Robertson, for Billy Graham, for Jerry Falwell, and for many of, you know who a ghostwriter is? In a lot of the books that these men put their names, they didn't write. You know, let me tell you, brethren, the depth of falsehood, only the day of the Lord will reveal it. Are we together? You know, he joined the Cathedral of Hope. In America, the Cathedral of Hope is the biggest gay church in America. They say that there is nothing in the Bible that condemns homosexuality. That it is men, religious men like Rochijoke, who is, do you understand? You know, fighting against it. That God made them the way they are. I read this man writing about his, you know, intimate experiences with a fellow man. You know, and he said that it is the love of God. Love of God. And I'm wondering, I said, no, brother, wait, how does a man get this word now deluded? Do you understand me? He believes it. How does a man, this man professed to be a Christian. He said for years he had been trying to suppress this, his God-given this, until one day somebody told him that this is the way you are, receive it, and he believed it. And he said that woman set him free. So he had to now divorce his wife and the children. Yes, was married, had children. He now divorced his wife. No, the book is here. I'll bring it out here tomorrow. Praise the name of. Now, do you know something, brethren? Now, listen, no, he is not the only one. Yes, there are. They say you can be gay and be a Christian. And he wrote letters to some of these men. He said, you should know that you people are being hypocrites. You know that I was a member, Iman was a member of the crusade team of some of these men. He helped to produce certain Christian movies. And he said, you know that on your crusade team, your choir, some of your organizers are gay. You know it, and they are still there. So why are you opening your mouth to talk about gay? To talk about gay. I will show you the letters. They are not, listen. Brethren, you know, I'm trying to say, this mind, the enemy works on this mind. And I want to tell you that unless your mind is consistently renewed by the word of God. Are you hearing me, brethren? You cannot live a ho-ho life. You know, that is you wake up in the morning, then you sleep at night. You must apply the word of God consistently to what now? Your mind. If not, this same covering will begin to have what now? Influence over us. Now, it cut off this head of Goliath. Because Goliath wanted to cut off the head of David. He wants to disconnect you from your head and impose another what now? Head over you. They took the head of Saul, went to the house of the serpent and hung it there. Hallelujah. Then this man's wisdom will come from the serpent. Praise the name of the Lord. Time for church is over. Brethren, time for all this, you know, inconsistency in our Christian life is over. Hallelujah. Amen. If you want to serve God, then serve Him with all your heart. Give Him all. Not halfway. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, are we together? The message tonight is that the uncircumcised and the unclean cannot come in anymore. Amen. You cannot come in anymore in your uncircumcision. There must be what now? A circumcision. When Israel was about to enter the promised land, God called Joshua. He said, make what? Sharp knives and circumcise them again. For them to enter that land, there was a circumcision. The second one. A second time. Praise the name of the Lord. But then the sharp knife is the word of God that He's bringing to you at this time. If we begin to open up our hearts. Amen. You see, when a heart is not circumcised, it is uncircumcised. It is stiff neck. If you read Acts chapter 7, Stephen was speaking to the children of Israel. He said, you stiff necked, uncircumcised. How long will you continue to resist the Spirit of God? Brethren, there's a resistance in our hearts to God's Spirit, to God's Word. And that's why it looks like this Word is not working. Brethren, God wants to address that. The word of God is active, quick, lively, sharper than any two-edged sword. Amen. He said it converts the soul. It changes. Why are we not being changed? There is an uncircumcision. There is a stiff nakedness. And brethren, God is saying, it is what? Enough. The Spirit of God is telling us that this threshold we are in, if you want to go further, certain levels of consecration must be resolved in your life. Hallelujah! You cannot serve God and mammon. You cannot love the Word and love the Father. Hallelujah! Certain issues must be resolved in your life. If you want to be a boyoyo, do you understand that? You get out, get into the world. He said, I would that you were either what now? Hot or what now? Or cold. The thing that God is offering us is too precious. Believe me, if you step out, somebody will take your place immediately. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time for all. All means what? All. And brethren, until we come to that point, no step further. You know, we're on a threshold right now. The next step is a quantum step. Hallelujah. Brethren, are we understanding this? Believe me, brethren, you are going to see your brethren enter into another realm. How did the foolish person know that they were out? Is there any door anywhere you know that is the door? Eh? How did they know that the door was shut? You ask me now, brethren, how did they know that the door was shut? Or do you think that this story, these are, you know, imaginary things? Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, you see, this man you see here is a doorway. Do you believe that? Into the realm of the spirit. Hallelujah. Within me, there is a door. And you see, that door is open. Amen. Amen. It access into God. But you see, there are cherubims by the door, right? Right? These cherubims are there to make sure that no uncircumcised, no unclean will cross that threshold. Praise the name of the Lord. If the next move, you know, this realm we have been in, everybody has been here. The good and the bad. Do you understand that? This is Pentecost. In case you thought you had entered tabernacle, not yet. Hallelujah. We're still outer court. Is that what the Lord said? Yes, we are the lava, that brazen lava is the place of consecration. There are certain issues that must be resolved in your life. Choose this day whom you will what? Serve. And if you want to serve the Lord, turn away from the world. Hallelujah. Turn away. God wants to change our appetites. He wants to change my tastes. You will begin to have a hunger for God. You will know. You will begin to have a desire. You know, when a new movie is coming out, I was in the U.S. and there's this movie, The Hobbit. I remember I've seen Hobbit. Yes, if you watch Lord of the Rings, then Hobbit is, you know, the next one on the line. Now, J.R.R. Tolkien, who wrote those books, you know, it's not those guys. He was a great storyteller. Praise the name of the Lord. But I believe he was demonized. Are you getting my point? Now, the nature of the character that Tolkien creates, the level of inspiration he has to create some of those, you know, kinds of weird creatures. And somehow the inspiration that Hollywood has had to bring them into reality. These are demons that everyday people are watching and transferring the image into their souls. Brethren, this matter is being harped over and over and over. Hallelujah. The soul of a man is reserved for the Lord, what? Alone. Alone, 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 alone. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, so brethren, David fought Goliath. David killed Goliath, cut off his head. Praise the name of the Lord. Because Goliath wanted to cut off David's head and disconnect David from the source of his strength. The way they did to Samson. The seven locks on Samson's hair is a type of the seven golden pipes. Do you understand? Are we together? His connection with the heavens. You know, somewhere in the First Corinthians, he said that the woman that prays or prophesies with her head, what now? Uncovered, dishonoreth her head. Praise the name of the Lord. What does that mean? It means simply that there are certain spirits that monitor you. They monitor your connection with the heavens. Are we together? They monitor your state and they are watching. Now, when a woman, a church, a soul, hallelujah, is operating exclusive of the head, you on your own. Spirits do what? They come in. So it is in their interest to seduce you to get out of the head. Now, why do you think that Babylon, the whole church system, has become a dwelling place of spirits? It was the moment they said to the Lord, do what? Stay away. Let us run our word now, our program. Praise the name of the Lord. So spirits know. When I am acting on my own, do you understand the point? There are signals in the realm of the spirit that say this one is what now? On his own. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is the ministry of the Philistines to bring me into that position where I am what now? On my own. Open and exposed. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Brethren, I pray that we have learned something tonight. I pray that, you know, these things will sink into our spirits. You know, sometimes the soul, sometimes we are so overwhelmed. When somebody is bitter, a sister called my wife and she was telling my wife all the things that brethren had done to her. Praise the name of the Lord. All the things that brethren did to her, she said, please don't tell anybody. Praise the name of the Lord. But the person is so bitter. The soul is overtaken by bitterness. Brethren, please, don't allow your soul to be overtaken. Do you understand me, brethren? No matter what somebody does to you, if light has come to you, before even the person comes, you release him. For your own soul's sake. It's a trap. Don't fall into that trap. Don't be telling long stories. He did this one to me. He did this one. That's why I'm angry with him. He did this one to me. The point is that the moment you are in that position, you are what? You're exposed. When the Lord says forgive your enemies, it's not just commanding you for nothing's sake. There are spiritual realities, what now? Behind it. Brethren, if we know this truth, our lives must change. Even our marriage must change. Hallelujah. The way I relate to my wife must automatically, what now? Change. Why? Because my marriage is being monitored. Do you believe that? Yes. Spirits are particularly monitoring it. Now, to know that, I must be prepared. You know, there are things that people think is a reason for divorce. Hallelujah. No such thing. Praise the name of the Lord. That they say we are incompatible. There's nothing like incompatibility. Do you understand me, brethren? There is nothing like what? Incompatibility. Do you know why? Incompatibility is a natural word. The Spirit of God joins two people, what? Don't you understand that? If you come into the Spirit, He will join you together. He will join you together. In the natural, you say you're incompatible. Those things are terminologies. Praise the name of the Lord. God takes two people, begins to make them what? One. If you yield to the Spirit of God, you will not tell long stories. Are we together? Adam was telling long stories. He said he was the woman. Do you understand? The woman said he was the serpent. All that could have been avoided if they had simply done what God had what now had told them to do. It was a very simple thing. What God told them was not difficult. You know, I was reading a book, and you know, Barack Clusen, he wrote Ish and Isha. You know, and he said something that really struck me. You know, every time we read that story, it looks very exclusive. It was like God gave them so much. Don't do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. Meanwhile, God said, you may eat of every other tree. Do you understand that? It was inclusive. Only these three. One tree, maybe out of 1 million trees. Don't you understand the point? That's how people feel that when you come to God, you understand, it's like you're boxed into a cage. That's the greatest liberty we have. Praise the name of the Lord. God said you may eat of all the trees. My God, there were so many trees. Only this one don't eat. But that's how the devil presents it. He said, had God said, don't eat any tree. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. But God is bringing us to a new dispensation. I pray with all my heart that we will hear. The message is simple. The uncircumcised, the unclean. Brethren, there is a lot of uncleanness. Hallelujah. There's a lot of filthiness in the holy place. The church must cleanse itself. Praise the name of the Lord. If you have been giving yourself to uncleanness, if you have been giving yourself to impure thoughts, know that that will bring a limitation to how far you can go with God. But I want to also tell you that God does not give you a command without giving you the capacity to obey that command. Brethren, the Spirit of God brings us into a place of liberty. The blood of Jesus, hallelujah, brings us into a place of deliverance. There is deliverance here. Amen.
Amen.
There is what? Where?
Here.
Here. If we open up our hearts, God can begin a work of circumcision. When the Lord begins to cut you off, you find out that the things that used to pull you before, you know what? It loses their pull on you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus actually gives you deliverance if you open up your heart to Him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads and pray. Pray, let's just stir up our hearts tonight. It's been a long message. That's the way the Lord took it. But brethren, God is interested in what is going on in our souls. God is interested in moving us forward in Him. Brethren, but the Lord is saying there are limitations. There are certain limitations. Conditions of uncircumcision. Of stiff-neckedness. Things within us that resist the word and the Spirit of God. That hinder the workings. And brethren, you have a say in the matter. Tonight, let us come before the Lord. Isaiah said, woe is me. I am undone. I am a man of unclean lips. I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips. And the angel said, lo, your sin is taken away. Your iniquity is purged. Brethren, tonight God wants to purge sin. He wants to purge conditions within our hearts that bring limitations upon our ability to go forward in God. Brethren, let's just begin to bring our hearts before the Lord. Words have come tonight. The enemy, the world, has made an inroad into the hearts of the people of God. And it has established strongholds in the hearts of the people of God. God wants to overthrow those strongholds. Paul said that the weapons of our warfare, they are not carnal, but they are mighty through our God to the pulling down of strongholds. Brethren, every high thing, every image of stone, every uncircumcised condition of heart. He said, how long will you resist the Holy Ghost? He said, you stiff-necked, uncircumcised in ear and in heart. Bring God tonight, ask the Lord for a circumcision. Ask the Lord tonight for a cutting off of the foreskin of our flesh. Ask the Lord tonight, Lord, I want to move forward. Lord, I come to confess that this strong man has been dominating my life. This strong man has laid hold on my spirituality. Has laid hold on my spiritual experiences. And he's saying, I cannot move on. I cannot move further.
Brethren, there's a David spirit. There's a Davidic anointing that is rising up in the church at this time to smite this Goliath. This David looks very little. He doesn't look very impressive. But it will do the job. Open up your heart tonight and say, Lord, I want to see your glory. Lord, I want to move beyond. I want to reach the end of the road. I want to touch you. Circumcise my ears. I want to hear you. Circumcise my ears. I want to hear you. Circumcise my heart. I want to believe you. I want to respond to you. I want to love you. Judge the spirit of whoredom in my heart, Lord. Hallelujah. Friends, just open up your heart to the Lord. The Spirit of the Lord is moving. He said that the eyes of the Lord, they move to and fro the earth, seeking to show himself strong. Friend, God is strong. Stronger than any situation in your life. Seeking to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect, is right, a right attitude, a right disposition. May the word of the Lord create a right attitude tonight. May it create a right disposition tonight. May it create a right response tonight. That something will happen tonight. That from henceforth, our response will be quicker. Our lives will be more progressive spiritually. Our heavens will open up. We will hear the voice of the Lord. Change will begin to come.